When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The goody goody. Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
Okay, so what happened was yesterday Nicole was supposed to come over at 2:30. I got all the podcast equipment ready, and guess what? 6 o'clock rolls around. No, she's texting me at 6:30 saying she had just landed back from Orlando and fell dead asleep. But guess what? Sabrina Jellies doesn't take no for an answer. Not when she tells the goody goody listeners that there's going to be a Nicole Byer on the pod, which I didn't exactly tell you, but you felt it and I delivered. So I went to her house. I bet she didn't think I would, but I knocked, knocked, knocked on that mansion door. She answered. And this is the chat we had. This is my chat with, she's such a great, funny person. Host of so many podcasts, including Why Won't You Date Me, Best Friends, Sashir. She's got, she had a show called Loosely Exactly Nicole. You can see her on Netflix, has nailed it. I mean, people love her, and I'm one of those people, and you're about to be another one of those people, unless you're already one of the people that did. I don't want to do math for you. Just listen to my chat with Nicole Byer. I'm here in the property. No, I'll call it an estate of Nicole Byer. When did you buy this massive mansion?
I bought this and this is 2019. Mm-hmm. I bought this in 2017.
Whoa.
August 2017.
And how does it feel to live in like a gorgeous big old thing?
At first, I would wake up and go, what have I done?
What is that? What do you mean?
I was like, what did I do? I bought a house. I feel insane about it. It's too much house. But now that I've been here for 2 years, I'm like, I love this house. I'll die in this house. I love it.
Well, that's the beautiful. I think what people, I'm obsessed with real estate. I'm always pushing. I probably talked to you about buying a house before you bought one. I was probably pushy.
Not pushy. But like you had some good information.
Yeah. I just like to get people to buy things right away. Don't wait for your dream house. But this was a situation where you bought the dream house.
Yes.
There's a pool, 100 bedrooms.
Actually, there's 101 bedrooms.
Sorry about that. So sorry, Nicole.
Thank you. I live in a very big home.
Excuse me, but are the people are going to serve us something or just stare and smile at
They're
you?
They're going to stare and smile.
And you got two little puppies.
I do. One is being punished.
For eating from the pantry.
He loves food.
Yeah, but like who can blame a guy for eating out of a pantry?
I know.
It's full of food.
But he gets fed every day. He acts like nobody feeds him. He knew he was bad. He was very quiet when I came home. I could not find him. Then I opened the pantry and there he was. And he was like, I'm sorry. And I see you have to go in your crate. You can't be.
But he's not even barking right now.
Because he knows he's been bad. It's not like punishment. It's just like you have to go in your crate.
It's almost like BDSM, it seems like, with him. He's like, I did a bad thing, mama. And
now
he like told you right away.
Ooh, that's a spicy tip.
I like that you have a soundboard of your own voice.
Yes, girl.
Now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
Can we say what you're shooting tomorrow? Not really. You're shooting a TV show tomorrow.
Yes, because this comes out tomorrow.
This comes out, tomorrow.
Yep, so no. I can't tell nobody.
But like, what's your schedule like? You were in Orlando on the weekend.
So I flew back from Orlando on Sunday yesterday. I said I would record with you. I was fine until I took a shower and laid down. I laid down for like 15 minutes and then it was 7 p.m. and we were supposed to come over
and
at like
I was
3:30.
Sitting at home with my all my podcast equipment
set up. I'm so sorry.
My wife was excited to see you. My baby, I was
please
literally
don't shot. I'm so
keeping
sorry.
My baby didn't nap and I know that you love Wolfie and I was like, you just pep it up, kid. Have a little sip of coffee because Buyer's on her way.
I'm so sorry.
No, when I was just worried
like,
because
I think you texted, you were like, if
should
you're
I be
sleeping,
worried? Yes, just
you first
tell
were
me.
Like, yeah. If should I be worried? Yeah. Two, if you're sleeping, just let me know. I was like, I'm so sorry.
I am truly sleeping.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm asking you to go into the crate right now, Nicole.
All right.
Record this from the crate.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, it's
I don't
hard.
Fit.
It's hard to.
Ow.
This is good improv. Ow. Did you do all of the UCBs?
I did.
I can tell that's some 401 ass.
Oh, boy. I did too much improv.
Hollywood Scoop. Scoop.
You heard it here first. Nicole and I have both completed UCB 401.
Wait, did you?
Of course I did. I was trying
everything.
I didn't know
that.
I was in New York just
everything.
Trying to, just seeing what fit.
Where the fuck are these pants from?
Nicole. Shauna's middle name is Nicole.
Oh, is it? I didn't know
Shauna
that.
Made them.
They're really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. These pants, Shauna needs to make more of them because people are like, I'm obsessed with them.
They're really fucking cute.
Just for the listeners at home, you must picture some vintage Wrangler jeans that are
oversized.
Oversized, and they are acid washed, honey. There are splatters everywhere.
Spot. They're nice. She did a really great job on them. She's so talented.
She's a really, really talented lady, and I'm so happy that she's mine.
I want someone to be mine.
Well, your podcast is Why Won't You Date Me?
Why Won't You Date Me? Where I try to figure out how I'm still single.
And have you figured it out, honey?
I'm pretty sure it's I'm fat, I'm black, I'm successful, I'm loud. It's a whole bunch of things just rolled into one.
Well, it seems like being a female comic that dates men is going to be a big strike against you right there.
But also women have been very difficult as well.
Yeah, but have you really been trying with women?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like women would be into you.
Not the ones that I found.
What and which kinds are you finding?
I'm finding ones that want to argue with me about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, don't find those ones. No.
Ones that maybe want
to argue with. What kind of arguments? I'm off my soundboard. I'm traveling
soundboard.
To different ones.
This is so funny that you have so many soundboards.
Who's arguing?
Well, I dated
with
a girl who I like explained to her the arc of my day when I'm shooting, and she was like, "No, I can't be right." And I was like, I think that's how everybody feels when they're working. And she's like, yeah. So I was explaining to her, she was like, did you have a good day at work? I said, yeah, but also I really
wanted.
No,
that can't be right.
Kind of. But I was like, I had a good day, but like, I couldn't wait to get home. She was like, what do you mean? Isn't it like magical? And I was like, yeah, sure. It's magical. I love what I do. Television's great. But like, I think everyone kind of gets really excited to go to work. You park. You're happy. You get hair and makeup. You're happy. You go over your lines. You're happy. And then they're like, oh, this light setup is going to take 2 hours. So you sit there and you're like, I don't know. Okay. All right.
Do you have dressing room?
Yeah, I had a dressing room, but it was just like a lot of sitting. And then we were shooting and then we had to wait for another setup. It was just like a lot of waiting.
Well,
and then I finally got to go
home.
Also,
just like life is lots of emotions.
Yeah.
And if you are pretending that it's all happy.
Yeah.
Just because you have a great job doesn't mean that you're like.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, I couldn't wait to go home. And then I was like, and she's like, but you didn't enjoy it? I was like, I did enjoy it. It was one of those things. I don't know. By the end of the day, when you're there for 10 hours, I think everybody goes, I want to go home.
Of course.
Because it's work.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very hard that she didn't.
I'm also just bumping on like this whole point of view that work is work, Nicole. Ew.
Yeah, it was.
Did she trick you with her personality before and she seemed like it was normal?
A little bit.
But this seems like a first date.
No, this is a while into it.
No.
Anything I said that was an argument. I was never right about anything. And
it's like standing by.
This is my impression. This is my impression of you being like, I don't really feel like sushi tonight.
It's like standing by.
What does that say?
I don't know. I can't hear it. As you know, my splitter doesn't work. So you're
sorry about it. I didn't understand that one. That one was hard. Yeah, I just... So there's also like female people in my, there's also men. There's a lot of people in my life, sometimes friends who treat me as like their little sister or something. Uh-huh. And I think that was our dynamic. She was like, oh, Nicole's just dumb. And I wasn't right about anything.
Where do you think the little sister, you do have like a jovial, fun.
I think that's what it is.
So then people
like, ah, oh, she's just really goofy.
And so, it's like, well, I also own an estate and have like several projects.
I work hard. Yeah. And I think people don't realize that, like, I'm not just flitting around. I'm like actually working. I'm doing shit. Like,
yeah,
I did 5 shows in Orlando.
Yeah.
And now I'm back and today I had a fitting and then I had.
Well, that's it's also an interesting thing that like, this job seems so fun. So people think that you're just running around having fun, mm-hmm. but it is actually like to get to Orlando is a lot of work. And then yes. to write the show is a lot of work. And mm-hmm. then and how many podcasts do you have?
You better believe I have 4.
What? Can you list them?
Yes, of course I can. Imagine if I was like, I don't want to talk about my podcast. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. Drag Her with Manu Agapian, that I'm only on sometimes mm-hmm. when I'm in town.
Yeah.
And then the 4th one is 90 Day Bay. It's only on Patreon. And me and my friend Marcy Jaro recap 90 Day Fiancé because it is the best television
really
show.
Good.
Are
I
you
love
up to
it.
Date?
I'm not up to date, but my a season that I got really invested in was Larissa.
I love Larissa.
Larissa and Colty? Was a real Colty. I want the big coolie.
Did you watch Happily Ever After where she was like, you're a pussy. Do you fuck your mother?
No.
It was very funny. Colt never says straight up no. He goes, what are you talking about? That's disgusting. What are you talking about?
Defensive if it was the truth?
And I was like, Colt, just say you don't fuck your mom. That's all you have to say. I love 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. I guess like this, it's like a show where the stakes are really so high and also the presentation
so low,
but the the premise of the show is that people have 90 days to get married mm-hmm. and they're basically meeting people from different
Meeting people on like FilipinoCupid.com.
Yeah, and everyone's looking for a shortcut to love.
Yes.
So, and everyone, either a shortcut to love, mm-hmm. which really is just a trophy of like someone who is a better looking person than yes. them that they could get in their current market.
Yes.
But then the other people are like straight up like, yes, I'm trying to just get to a different country. And
yes,
what
those
I have
are
to
my
do
favorite.
Is, I have to sleep with this man so that I can do acting.
Yeah, my favorite are the ones that are like, when I get to America, my life will be better. And you're like, I can't believe you're just straight up saying this in your confessional.
Yeah, straight up. Like, I'm not attracted to him.
He's disgusting. But he's bigger than I thought he would be, but my life will be better.
Oh, my God. And then it was that sad lady and the guy, was it Africa? Angela?
Angela.
Oh,
Michael.
God. Oh, my God.
Michael. You gotta stop lying to me.
She loved Trump, and then she dressed him up in Trump things.
But then he also is like, Trump is my mentor. And you're like, oh my God. This is the blind leading the blind. This is so awful.
Speaking of the blind.
Hmm?
How are your eyes? How are your eyeballs?
They're not great.
Really? Oh, you have glasses.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing contacts right now.
Okay, now tell me.
I guess they're fine.
Now tell me one thing. Look at me right now. Where did you grow up?
Middletown, New Jersey.
Well, that was like
the town. And then I grew up in a very smaller part of the town called Lincroft. So I grew up in Lincroft, New Jersey.
And were you the little sister in your family?
Yes. I am 1.5 years younger than my sister. We're Irish twins.
And does she live here now?
She does not live here. She lives in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
What'd she do?
Oh, don't you know she teaches children?
Teaches children?
Yeah.
Do you think if you continue to grow as an empire, do you think you'd take her from Chicago, get her to shine your shoes for you?
No.
Would that be a fun dynamic?
No, I can't have her shine me shoes. No, we work better, I think, in different states.
Okay.
We don't have the same interests.
Have you ever vacationed together?
No.
Okay, cool. So you know where you stand. You're semi-close?
We're close.
Okay.
She doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke weed. She doesn't like drugs. She goes to sleep at 8 p.m. So we have a very small window of time that we can hang out.
Okay.
Because I wake up at noon and my day doesn't really start until like she's ready to go to sleep. So we have very little in common, but I do love her.
You just run around in the nighttime?
I love the night.
You love the night?
Well, you have a kid now, so you're not a night person.
Oh my God. I went to bed last night at 6:30 p.m.
That's insane.
Yes. 6:30.
What time does Wolfie wake up?
He's been doing the cutest thing. He's been waking up at 7, which is already cute. And then he grabs things from the shelf next to his crib. And he grabs a basket of socks,
mm-hmm.
and takes all of his socks out of the basket, puts them all in, throws the basket. So that's our first, that throw of the basket is our first warning that like, all right, baby's stirring. The next thing he does, mm-hmm. he grabs a book off of the same shelf,
mm-hmm.
and starts reading it.
Oh, Nicole, no.
Reading
so
this book
cute.
With himself.
Can he read?
No, but he's just babbling. We're not going to tell him he can't read. Just let this kid think he's reading.
Oh my God.
Reading this book. We have to interrupt him. And the beautiful thing about it, like we wake up, not because he's woken us up, but then we know that he's just in his crib reading. And
that's so cute.
Yeah, it's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Have people been asking if you're going to have another one?
Yes, immediately. Because it's like everything in life where it's like you do one thing. The question is, what's the next thing?
Where's
in
the
fact,
next one?
Probably like so much of my podcast is figuring out what people are doing and then being like, and then the next one?
Are you going to have another baby?
Are you going to have another TV show?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you about my baby if you tell me about your dream TV show.
Okay. So my dream TV show, I think, is one where I'm the lead.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Okay. And tonally, like...
Tonally, I don't think it would be... I don't think I want, like, a broad network comedy. I think it would, like, streaming or cable.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think people forget how funny Sex and the City was in the first, like, half of it. Like the first three seasons were pretty
sometimes funny in a way where it's like, I don't think they meant to be funny, but it was funny.
I agree, but it was still very funny.
Yeah.
I think
well, like, why won't you date me as a show?
That's what I want to do.
Cool.
I would love to adapt that to a television series.
Well, that seems like already a successful.
Something about strippers.
Ooh.
Because I started pole dancing and I can't stop talking about it. And I love it.
Just pole dancing.
I just came from a pole class.
You did?
Yeah, where I'm learning how to dance in shoes.
You're doing some real shit too.
And it's hard.
Oh my God.
Like
what
my foot
fuck?
Really hurts right now. Because they're like,
what is
the
this?
Boots hurt.
Hard. It's so different from this is like I'm your sister and you're you and we're so a world apart. Like I think that like when girls started wearing high shoes was when I like could not even deny my sexuality anymore, where I was like, oh, this is what we're doing, fuck this, I've got to like get to the truth faster because I cannot
I
be on these
get to the
fucking
truth
backwards
faster.
Chinese foot binding stilts.
I mean, that's it, they hurt,
they're
so
debilitating
bad.
For the sake of your sex scene-ish,
mm-hmm.
but also I recognize that there's some things are sexy and that
well, it's also more of a workout when you wear the heels.
Yeah.
And then it forces you to remain on your toes. And that's how you do all the moves.
Okay.
Because you can't be flat footed.
So how high are the heels?
The ones I was wearing today were 6 inches.
Oh my God.
With like a 2-inch platform.
Holy
and
shit.
And they fucking really hurt.
Yeah.
And then my teacher was like, gotta keep wearing them. You'll break them in. I was like, okay. So I promised I'd bring them next week. But like my toe fucking hurts.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And I put like
Nicole.
Little point shoe gels in there.
Are you sure? Do you need to wear them?
No,
the
but it does
thing I get
make things
sexier.
So it doesn't make it sexier. So like when you just do a basic spin from a non-climb from the floor, you're just up higher, so you have more to descend to.
Okay.
So it just,
might I suggest platforms?
I mean, like it is a platform.
No, but a whole 8-inch platform.
I guess.
Do they sell them?
Yeah.
At like a lesbian pole dancing.
No, there's a company that makes like big old clompers.
Yeah, get those clompers because then you won't be like all pressure on your toe.
But that's, you have to like, so if I don't wear shoes, I'm still on my toes.
Okay.
You have to be on like a releve.
A releve.
Yeah, on your toes.
C'est quoi ça, a releve?
On your toes.
On your toes.
Like a tippy toe.
Okay. And then you spin around the pole. What? How did you find it? This how seems like a very Groupon. Yeah.
It's well, my friend Gilly did a show. She still does it at UCB called Getting Gross with Gilly. And sometimes they'll just do things. So she was like, let's all take a pole dancing class. It was like me and like 10 friends. Mm-hmm. And we took it. And I was like, man, that was fucking hard. And I didn't do a thing right. And I my body hurts. So my friend Eleanor, it was like months later, had been posting like Instagrams of her dancing. And I was like, Eleanor, where are you taking class? And she was like, this place called this place in North Hollywood. And I was like, oh, wow, that's the same place I took that workshop. She was like, just take a class. I'll come to your first class. And I was like, okay. And she didn't come to the first one. She came to the second one that me and Sashir were taking. And I just really fell in love with it. And my teacher, maybe I caught her on a good day, or I was vocal and was like, I don't get this. You have to show me this again. And she was like, oh, okay. And then every class I took, if I didn't understand something, I'd be like, I don't get this. And she'd break it down. And then there's some moves that like my body just physically couldn't do. So she would give me like adjustments and stuff. And I thoroughly enjoy her. Her name's Veronica. And it was almost as if she understood my body more than me. And she's one of the only like fit people who took the time to be like, here, fatty, here's a way that you can move your body. So like you also get a workout. Where I think a lot of fitness people are just like, oh, she's lazy. I don't need to figure out how her body works. And it's like, well, my body just moves differently. So yeah. I thoroughly appreciate her for that. Because she's like the second person in my life who's like,
so you found strong. Yourself in like exercise situations where people are like, whatever, you're a write off because kinda, you don't look like me.
Like, I don't like group fitness because everyone kind of stares at you. Mm-hmm. And then when you're like not doing it, they're just like, they like want to do it harder and better than you, which could be in my head. But like, I feel like it's happened. I had this like awful Zumba class where like the instructor truly was like, you're doing it wrong. And I was like, you don't have to scream at me that I'm doing it wrong. No.
Also, it's Zumba. It's like jolly Spanish dancing.
Yes. What is this?
What is this on your phone?
Oh, I got my call sheet.
Oh, God. What is this?
Hollywood. But yeah, I think it's so weird that people in fitness as a profession wouldn't look at a fat person and go, I want to help them learn how to move their body. It's not like you started off as like this, you know, person who was like the perfect at fitness. You started somewhere too.
People in fitness that are just obsessed with that. And so anything outside of like being the leanest or whatever. But I mean, that's just a garbage.
That's why I like Paul, because like, a lot of the girls are very, very lean, but a lot of the girls who are great at it are like have a little bit of meat on them, but they're also very strong.
Yeah, I think that the interesting thing is just like we all, I mean, I've like been lately I've been taking these classes, these like F45 classes, and super into it. But like when you're not in the rhythm of something, you really do just need like that Veronica person that is going to be like, hey, step into this and I'll take the time and show you. Like, clearly the first time that I started doing these classes, I was like, everything was fast and I felt slow, but like you need someone to just fucking open the door for you. And then I like that, like, there is this simplicity with the pole that is like, okay, all of the work is like right here. Cool.
You should take a pole class with me.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, why not? Okay. I'm totally down.
I just want everyone to take a class. I mean, it seems
like kind of like femme moves, which might feel like,
sure.
Do male strippers dance on a pole?
There are men who dance on poles.
Okay.
And it is a little bit, it is kind of feminine, but like, so Veronica.
If a boy does it, then I'll do it, okay? This is the new, like, gender, like the new way to be a gender is, like, if a guy does it, then, like, a butch bitch can do it.
Sabrina can do it. Veronica, I mean, today was, like, one of the first classes where we did, like, sexy stuff. Veronica's mostly, really? Like, spin stuff.
You've been going
stuff.
For so long.
Well, we do a lot of spinning. And then I took a workshop where we just climbed. And that was fun. I was like, I'm in it for the strength aspect. Like,
yes.
I don't, like,
you don't
I don't
see yourself
love floor work.
Comedy and starting full strip.
Maybe.
But dude.
Well, I decided I wanted to. It didn't happen quick enough. I was like, a year in, I'm going to be so fucking good. I'm going to dance one night a week at a club.
Oh my God.
And I'm
going
to donate that money to like a women's shelter. But I'm not good enough for that yet. But when I am, that's the plan.
Oh my God. Cool. But also, I think that like, okay, go with me.
Okay. You're, where are we going?
Okay, hold my hand. Okay, hold my hand. We're going into a fantasy.
Uh-oh.
Ready,
yeah.
Set, jump.
Lessons.
Okay. The night is the night of the taping of your number one comedy special.
Oh, yeah.
The opening, lights come up. It's a long pole.
Oh, I already have my opening.
All the way down pole doing all your tricks.
See, here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to have it. I want to be like in a strip club and doing like a routine.
Yeah.
And then I fly off the pole and then they throw a dummy on stage. Yes. And then I dust myself off.
Like the dummy, like it looks like you died.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, that hurt. Isn't that dumb?
I think that's so fucking good.
That's really what I want to do.
I think like if it was a recurring like people don't do that enough with specials. Like Chelsea Peretti like had the cutaways to the dogs.
Yes.
I think it's just so fun. Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Just every now and again, every slow motion me flying off the pole.
Oh, I guess she died.
Nope, she's fine.
That was a callback. I think that we both work hard, and I think that I was on my way over here, I was thinking probably we have it in common that we both say probably the same way, which is for the first time, like as if we have a ball in our mouth.
Probably.
And also that we are not like typical castable people.
Yeah.
And so we had to, the advantage of that was that we always were thinking probably about our careers in a way of like, how am I going to make this happen for myself?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of my non-brown friends take it for granted that they work as often as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like a couple of brown friends that work consistently. And then I'm like, you are the person that they've chosen.
Yes, yes.
Who gets
yes.
to have everything.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I'm fat and black and a woman. And if you really think about the landscape of entertainment, we are very far and few in between. We're sidekicks, we're nurses.
I mean, casting agents, there aren't a lot of Veronicas.
No, they aren't. Yeah. And I listened to a casting agent truly gossip for 30 minutes while I was waiting to audition, and she was talking about how so-and-so is hot right now, this person's Brazilian, don't worry, they don't have an accent, no, I promise you there is no accent. And I was like, so this is how we're talked about.
Oh, totally.
And it's a lot of like, this is the daughter of so-and-so, she's really hot right now. I'm like, what makes her hot? Just that she's the daughter of so-and-so? And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is such an uphill battle, which is, I'm so thankful that I have friends who write on shows, because that's how you get jobs sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I had a bad pilot season. This was like a very bad transitional year for me.
Really?
Yeah. But
from the outside, it looks like just a montage of success.
Yeah. That's because I keep myself busy and I'll find other things to work on.
When you say bad transitional year, you
in like TV. Like I didn't, it was like the first year I didn't have a show in a while.
Yes.
I didn't book a
pilot.
What
was the last?
Well, Loosely Exactly got canceled, and then I immediately booked a pilot after that.
But what about your Netflix series?
Oh, Nailed It. Yes. Nailed It is Nailed It.
Nailed It is Nailed It, but
Nailed
you don't consider
great.
That.
I love it.
That's not within the realm of like what's making you successful or not, because what you actually are after is like
acting is what I really love.
Edging towards that narrative.
And it only takes 13 days out of my life. Yeah. For
that
two seasons.
That is fucking incredible.
It's 13 days. It's an episode a day. It's a great job.
You say for two seasons?
Yeah, because each season's six episodes. But yeah, I like scripted. It would be nice to, I love touring, and it would just be, I just want to be on a show again. I really love, being on a set is fun.
Yeah.
Acting with people is fun.
I feel like just based on knowing you and knowing the success And just like you have consistently been like climbing since I've known you in terms of just like people knowing about you mm-hmm. and wanting to be a part of, whether it's like you doing a show, like even when you said what your dream show was, like jumping off of Sex and the City, mm-hmm. but really like it's Why Won't You Date Me? And it's you. It's like such a no brainer.
Sabrini.
Yeah, it's such a no-brainer. Thank you. So many people would want to work with you on that, and that means it could be, or it would be, a success.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the hope. That's the wish. I feel the same way about you. You're so dang funny.
I was so
excited when you got this job. I was like...
Of hosting this podcast?
Of hosting this podcast and being a good daddy to Wolfie.
Yeah.
No, you got Carol's second act. I was like...
Yeah, it was a big win.
I was like, what a fucking treat. Sabrina's so talented and she's so funny and like, truly... No one's more deserving. You're so funny.
Thank you.
And I feel like you were like in rooms for a while writing.
I was not focused on getting the acting thing, but
but
isn't that the way that it is?
Yes.
When you look at the things that like, especially the things that you are not the creator mm-hmm. of, the creator of things, it's like we're all pining for our single cam, tonally yes. cool, reminds us of our yes. favorite show.
Uh-huh.
Everyone respects it.
But like getting cast in a multicam, it's like, well, this is not my baby, but I can try to help this baby be better.
Yeah, I'll put my titty in this baby's mouth.
Yeah.
Get some laughies.
Yeah, I like guest starring. Guest starring is fun.
Oh my God,
yeah. You dip in, you try to be as funny as possible, and you dip out.
Before we recorded, you were asking about it, and I'm like, well, Patty's doing a whole other job than all of us. Patricia mm-hmm. Heaton is like bodybuilding, and we're mm-hmm. like eating French fries. And doing one
sit-up. And you got that boy on your show who's so cute.
I got a couple boys in the show that are so cute.
That Lucas bald head one.
And Jean-Luc. Yeah.
Who's Jean-Luc?
Jean-Luc is another guy that you'll be attracted to.
Oh.
Jean-Luc Bilodeau. We got back from so Lucas and I were doing this Mexican talk show called Noches con Platinito. And we got back to the studio and Jean-Luc was working on his Jeep, like taking it apart. And I mean, it's just like truly,
I gotta look up this
straight
man.
Women
I'm
porn.
On IMDb.
Yeah. He's sexy. Lucas is sexy. It's a wild, fun time, but it is, but I get what you're saying when you talk about, when you're like measuring.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cute, right?
Jean-Luc. Oh my God. Born in 1990. Get out of here.
I know.
Whoa.
I thought
Jean-Luc.
He was lying. Do you have a thing where you think everyone's older than you?
Yes.
100%. I think everyone's 40 and I'm still a little tiny baby. And he told me he was 28 and I didn't believe
it. But also, he was on a whole show for a long ass time.
I know.
He's on
so
Baby
that's the
Daddy.
Thing. Everybody on the show like knows how to act so much.
Yeah, he did a fucking 100 episodes of Baby Daddy.
Can you show me what your listening face is when you're acting? Show me a listening face. This is going to be riveting for podcast listeners.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm talking to you right now and you're listening. Okay, cool. So just like a little bit extra and nodding and like keep your eyes. But I definitely, from watching the show, I got to keep those goddamn eyeballs on one fucking place because I'm looking here, I'm looking there, winking at the director when I do my line properly.
Sabrina!
I know. I've got to do good listening.
That's
face.
That's so funny.
And
sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy when someone has a monologue and you're like.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've got it. Mm-hmm. So the face, if you can't see, the face that Nicole's making is like kind of like a happy puppy.
Yeah. Where yeah. You feel dumb.
Yeah, because you got to nod and you don't actually nod when you're listening.
Sometimes I do.
Some face that I know that I've made too much because the director or Pam told me you've made this face too much and you're not going to be happy in the edit if you don't change your listening face is like.
That's very funny.
Crouching
Sabrina's
eyes,
doing
hidden dragon.
A squinty eye, raised eyebrow.
It's UCB 101 listening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You don't say.
Tell me more. I took an acting class.
Okay, we get it. You're rich.
Well, actually, it was a coaching session because I wanted to
oh
book
my
this thing
God,
that I didn't
we
book.
We get it. You're a zillionaire.
It was like $30.
Yeah, we get it. $30 is nothing to you.
But she gave me this really great piece of advice. She was like,
and that's how you live forever, dog.
I clicked the wrong button and I don't regret it.
It was funny though. You said you don't live forever, dog.
That's how you live forever, dog.
Oh, there you go. I love how I listened to it and then was like, I don't know. But she said, when your character has a joke, don't look up. You're not pulling the joke out of the air.
Oh.
You're a funny person. Your character's a funny person in this world. So just deliver the joke. Deliver you don't do that when you're doing stand-up, do you?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yes.
The only reason.
That's what I was doing. Yeah, she said, after you say jokes too, you do that thing. And it's like, what the fuck?
And she was like, think about when you do your stand-up. Because she was like, I've seen you I think you're funny.
Thing.
She was like, you tell it. And the only reason why you would ever like look up to think is to pretend that you're thinking for the joke. And I was like, oh my God.
So
she was like,
smart.
A lot of comedians do that because they don't realize that these people in this world are just funny.
Yeah.
You like, and that was a very pivotal point for me in like auditioning and then just acting in general.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, you say the joke to the person and you're not pulling it out of the air. That's just, it's part of your life.
So you were doing the same thing as me. Mm-hmm. You were doing like, well, tisket a tasket, I'll go tit for tat with.
Uh-huh. This bitch. Yeah. And then
that's
sometimes.
That's really, really, really.
And then she was like.
Ooh, that's a spicy tip.
It was a spicy tip. And then you know how we did that pause before we like delivered the joke?
Yeah.
She was like, pick and choose where you do that. If you do that for every joke, then this person has a strange speech pattern. And I was like, holy shit.
What do you mean pause before?
So you know how let's see, if the line is I'm gonna take you for a walk because you a bitch. So like I would go, I'm gonna take you for a walk because you a bitch. I would look up and then deliver bitch.
Yeah.
But she was like, you don't have to do that on every single line. You just like, I'm gonna take you for a walk because you a bitch.
Yes.
And I was like,
oh my God, I wish that you told me this 7 episodes ago. Tune in to Carol's Second Act, CBS, 9:30 on Thursdays. Or you a bitch.
You a bitch. People are going to watch
come
the show
the
and be like,
stay for the
bitches. They're going to be like, episode 8. This character has
it's really
fully
zinging.
Changed the way she speaks and acts. This is interesting.
Coming up on Thursday's episode with Nicole Byer, the girls talk like this.
So where
My
are you sitting?
And God, I, next to you, on your face, you
truly.
Dumb bitch. Nicole says this.
I don't know how my body feels because I'm not really in touch with my body. And I don't really like listen to it when it hurts.
And Sabrina says this. We're both in our periods right now. And that's not usually the case. Join us Thursday.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.